Shall we do the thing?
Sure.
All right.
Yay.
Can I make a request? Can you take your leather jacket off?
Because I'm hearing like noise. Yes, yes, yes.
Hearing dead cow flesh. Anyway. do you want to get started?
I guess so. I didn't prepare.
3, 2, 1. Hello, I'm Dan Ryder.
And I'm Cassidy Dawn Graves.
And this is Sound Bites. Finish that sentence, Cassidy.
Yum yum.
Sound Bites Yum Yum is our current slogan. Cassidy, what is this fine little program that we're starting right now?
Well, Sound Bites is a podcast, and it's also a live event series where we ask writers to write radio plays, and we also ask sound designers to design them, and we do them live for an audience, and we also make food corresponding to the plays.
For instance, the recipe today is a delicious broccoli cheddar soup.
Yum, yum. See, it works.
Sound Bites Yum, yum. So you can go to our Tumblr page that I just invented in my brain.
Nice.
That will presumably be up by the time
totally.
We release this episode.
Easy.
Soundbitespodcast.tumblr.com. I'm assuming it's not taken. And you're going to be able to see the recipe for broccoli cheddar soup. So if you want to experience the like full sensory experience of this nifty little play, you can just go to soundbitespodcast.tumblr.com and you can pause this right now and go make some broccoli cheddar soup and then come back. I wanted us to have broccoli cheddar soup today.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't.
We didn't plan ahead.
We didn't plan ahead. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
So. I thought it could be cool if we did, like, the interviews over.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be so cute.
Yeah. But how would they know we're actually doing it if they're just
That's
listening?
That's true. We can just be like, so how's this broccoli cheddar soup, Cassie?
Wow, it's so great. I can't believe it.
Oh, that was a broccoli there.
That's really crunchy broccoli. It
yeah, it's really fresh.
Maybe someone didn't steam that enough.
That's true.
Typically, the broccoli is pretty cooked
I'm
in
underwhelmed
broccoli cheddar
by
soup.
This by this broccoli cheddar soup.
Well, I'm sure our audience will make a much better version.
Yeah, that's true. And will mail it to us.
They yes.
Just, like, make
Have
it,
to be
put
the
it
express
the
shipping.
Yeah, so it's fresh.
Or make it into a powdered form and send it to us in that little airtight package and like air like. Not
shout
airplane,
out! Shout out to
food.
Our fans. If you can come up with condensed broccoli cheddar soup, where you just add like instant, just add water and you make broccoli cheddar soup, we will eat it on air.
It's true.
So our first play in our series is accordingly titled Broccoli Play, by a certain person who's sitting across the studio from me, giving me the side eye.
Hello.
For those of you listening at home or wherever you're listening, Cassidy. Had to not face the door of the crappy sound studio that we're in because there's some revelry going on outdoors. So
ah, those youths.
She's sitting at about an 87 degree angle from me and like giving me a constant side eye, and I feel very intimidated.
It's true. I hope I don't get eye strain.
Anyway, we're off to a great start. Everyone has stopped listening by now before the play has even started. here's Broccoli Play by Cassidy Dawn Graves. I can edit this out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Recorded live at Downtown Art, October 2015, featuring Jordan J. Baum, James McLean, Fritz Donnelly, Caitlin Cobb Violet, and Cassidy Dawn Graves.
That's awesome. You should just host this by yourself.
No, I wouldn't know what to say.
So, how was your day today, guys? See anything new? Catch a whiff of any new scents? I see she cut the onion today. That was interesting.
Why are you speaking? We're on the same stalk. We see the same things. There's nothing to talk about.
I think you mean... There's nothing to stalk about. Okay.
I guess that's an okay joke. for a yellow guy.
What?
Yellow.
If we all came from the same stock, why are you the gross-looking one? No one else is. Everyone else is green and robust and ripe. And will certainly make a delicious meal. And then there's you.
Okay. I'm not sure that...
Whatever. Just be quiet, yellow boy.
What's so bad about being yellow? I don't think it's that bad. I sometimes look outside when the door opens and I see other yellow stuff and it makes me feel better. Like, have you seen that beautiful Jello lady? All those ridges and curves? It's awesome. I want to hang out with her. We could be yellow together.
Are you really still talking?
Yeah. What did we tell you, Yolo?
I'll have you know my name is Charles.
Why do you even have a name? Why not just do what we do?
Yeah, dude. Greenstock 2 represent!
Ooh. Be quiet, everyone.
Hello? Hi, I'm Charles. I don't know if you can hear me, but I've been looking for someone. Someone yellow, like me. You see how there are these little patches of yellow on me? Well, I guess not little. I guess they are pretty big. Anyway, I was wondering if we could maybe chat about your day. I'm just wondering how it was, what you did, what you saw, what you heard, all that. I'm interested. Maybe some people ask you how your day was and they're not really actually interested, but I can tell you right now that I actually am, believe me. You don't even have to ask me how my day was. You can even just talk at me. Just say something. I've been feeling a little out of place lately, and I... Oh, okay then. See you around. Hey there, Jello lady. Or should I say Miss Jello? How's your day? My day was all right. Well, not great. I've been feeling a little down lately. I feel like people don't like me. Or at least the guys on my stock don't like me. They don't even pretend to like me. And why? I don't think I'm that bad. Am I that bad? I'm just a little crispier than the rest, and maybe a little dry sometimes, but it's not like that's my fault. I receive the same amount of sun exposure as everyone else. Maybe I just process it differently. Maybe there's something within my broccoli self that doesn't like to process green very well. Yeah, maybe that's it. Do you ever get down about how yellow you are? I mean, why would you? You're beautiful. You're yellow because you were made yellow. I'm yellow because, well, I don't know. Why am I yellow? And why don't people like it? I don't even know if people in general don't like it. I haven't met a lot of people. It's kind of hard to do when you're in this cold drawer all day. But like, why is anyone anything? What if I'm not actually yellow? What if I'm the green one and everyone else is yellow? Or I'm gold and everyone else is white? Or I'm white and everyone else is gold? Or I'm red and they're orange? I'm blue and they're black? White and gold? Blue and black? Yellow and green? Purple and gray? Chartreuse? Periwinkle? Lavender? Violet? Magenta? Sepia? Burnt umber? Spring green? Cobalt blue? White? Crimson? Barbie pink, cyan, atomic tangerine. Oh, what does it even matter anyway? Oh gosh. So, what's your thought on this matter? I guess it's different for Jello. You guys come in all kinds of colors. There isn't a color a Jello is supposed to be. There are a ton of options. Blue, red, green, yellow. That's so much freedom. Sometimes you guys even have stuff floating in you, or are different shapes, or sometimes you come in cute little cubes. I love those cubes, but I especially love the way you're shaped, all nicely curved but flat on the bottom so you stand up straight. How'd you get all those cool little ridges and curvy designs on you? They're so neat, really add some character. I wish I had those. You really don't talk much, do you? That's okay. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. Nobody should have to say anything if they don't want to. I mean, if everyone talked all the time, no one would hear anything anyone else was saying, duh. The world needs listeners. I just don't know if I can think of anything else to say, but thank you for listening. Listening is important. Sometimes a person can learn a ton of stuff just by talking out what's on their mind. The other person doesn't even need to say anything. But I don't know if that's what's happening now. I don't know if I learned anything. I still feel the same. And I certainly still look the same. And that was the problem to begin with. One time there were a bunch of limes in the fridge. They were a little clicky, but they had great personalities. They were the lives of the parties. Oh, wait, they liked to say they were the limes of the parties. Get it? Okay, well, I'm just going to assume you got it. Anyway, they were so green, so green. It was crazy. I was feeling pretty down and out about myself one night, and when everyone was asleep, I just stared at those limes. I stared at them so hard I thought my broccoli eyes would melt and fall out of my broccoli head. And while I was staring, I was thinking the entire time about how very badly I wanted to be their color. Nothing went through my mind but green, 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 please, green. I wanted to take that green and move it with my mind onto myself. I know it doesn't really make sense, but I once heard that if you think something really hard and believe in it with everything you have, you can make it come true. I really did try so hard. I don't think I've ever thought about anything harder in my entire life. But nothing happened. Just nothing at all. Diddly squat. Why? I was so sad. I don't think I've ever been that sad. I actually cried. I didn't even think it was possible for me to do that, since I'm a broccoli and all. They don't really cry. But I guess if you get sad enough, anything can happen. The next day, the lady who owns the kitchen thought there was just extra condensation that had collected in the drawers of the fridge overnight. She didn't realize that it was just my tears. The other green stalks were so annoyed at me.
Did you say my name?
No, it's nothing. Go back to sleep.
I think I heard my name.
Yeah, you've been talking an awful lot tonight. Don't you realize there are other people in this world?
I'm sorry.
I think you've actually gotten yellower since I last looked at you. How's that even possible?
Yeah, he totally has.
So insanely yellow.
Is that even a natural-looking shade? Are you getting a disease?
Jesus, he can't get a disease. We'll get a disease, too.
Why doesn't that woman chop up her broccoli when she stores it? Like, I'm a sentient being. I don't need to be stuck to all of you.
Yeah. Especially not to Charles.
Especially not.
I look at him. I get confused.
Guys, I'm right here. I can hear everything you're saying.
Yeah, whatever.
We're going back to sleep.
See ya never. But actually see you always, which sucks.
Okay.
Honey, I think one of the veggies has gone bad. It smells weird in here. Yep, it's the broccoli. One of them got all weird and dry and discolored. It's all yellow. That's a shame. I knew I should have used it earlier. Well, guess I'll toss it. Oh, yeah, smells much better now. Glad that was taken care of.
Help, what's going on? Is anyone here? It smells weird in here, and I'm squished. Ew, what did I just touch? Ow, are those eggs? How long have these even been in here? It's so much warmer than the fridge. Do people exist in this weather all the time? I'm probably going to melt.
Did someone say something?
Whoa. Yes, I did.
Who is I? Who are you?
Charles.
Charles. I'm Erica. Who are you, Charles? I can't really see you from down here.
I'm a broccoli.
Why are you here?
I don't know. Apparently I wasn't good anymore. Whatever that means.
I'm sorry to hear that. I was the same way. They said I had mold on me. I never really saw it as a problem. I just figured the stuff that appeared on me one day was a new look.
How long have you been down here?
I don't know. Maybe a while? You kind of lose track of time down here.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't ask. What are you? I can't really see you from up here either.
Oh, Oh, I'm a lemon tart from Steve's Bakery.
Wait, Erica.
Yes?
What color are you?
Yellow, of course.
And that was Broccoli Play by Cassidy Dawn Graves.
It's true.
I hope you enjoyed listening and sympathizing with a broccoli while simultaneously eating broccoli. And also the reason our food designer, I was trying to think of a job title for Holly.
Sure.
Holly Christina Goldstein is the recipe curator, but it's great because it's a yellow dish, but it has broccoli in it, so you're
it's
like...
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect for whatever his name was. We didn't just listen to
Charles.
We did Charles the Broccoli. So Cassidy.
Yes.
I'm going to read from my prepared list of questions here on this piece of paper.
I see.
Which is actually a plastic bag.
I thought you really had a prepared list of questions.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I should have. But I, well, I.
Yeah,
I
half the time when I interview people, I don't. Well, I write it down and then I don't look at it.
That's true.
But just the act of writing it down.
I forgot you're a journalist. Now I'm feeling all amateurish.
I'm not trained, so.
The one I did think of on the train here.
Ah!
Was what made you first start empathizing with broccoli? Enough to write a play about it.
Well, I really like it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I've been really into vegetables lately, and especially, like, the vegetables that a lot of people don't like, historically children in the media don't like Brussels sprouts and broccoli. I'm, like, so into
all
them.
About Brussels sprouts.
They're so good. And I don't know, and I noticed, like, when I would buy broccoli and I'd take a while to eat it, it would sometimes get yellow, and that sort of meant it was getting old, And I don't know, I'm also just interested in the notion of, like, talking food with personalities, and all of that. So I don't think it was really broccoli specifically, but I thought that it was a good place to start.
Did you have the idea for this play, and then we started doing radio plays, or was it like...
Yes, I'd actually already written a version of it.
Oh, okay.
For, like, a playwriting masterclass that I did, and I don't think there was any... There was no guidelines. It was just like write something that's 10 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. Just wrote about this sad broccoli. And then I was like, well, how perfect for this night of radio plays we're doing, because everyone in this play, besides the woman who owns the kitchen, is not a human.
Yeah. So. I think that was a lot of people's experience writing for that night was like, they had, rather than, like, we said write a radio play and they came up for something that would have worked, they, like, already had an idea that was kind of impossible.
Right.
And then we came at them with radio and they were like, oh, I, you know, don't have to worry about getting, like, a broccoli hat or...
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to see this play staged, though.
Yeah, me too. It'd be, yeah. I would want a broccoli hat.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I feel like David Ives gets away with some stuff like that. Like, didn't he do that fruit fly?
I don't know. Well, Christine Haruna Lee did a play at the Bushwick Star about plums.
Oh, really?
And, like, other fruit. And it was pretty wacky, so it was, like, stylized, but...
Did they have, like, plum outfits, or were they
sort
just...
Sort of. I don't really remember exactly.
Like they weren't, like, metaphorical interpretations.
No. Maybe the costumes were, but they were actual fruits. Huh. Yeah, they were, like, on the farm, and then they got accidentally, like, picked and sent to, like, the supermarket, and they were like, what the heck is happening? It was,
are we censoring language on this podcast?
I don't know, I just accidentally...
Is this an all-ages podcast, or what?
I just censored myself, because it seemed like we're on the radio, and you have to do that, but I guess...
But later on, some of our plays have some pretty graphic content.
You're right. It's kind of, I don't know, that was just an impulse I had.
Stick around for the play written by Jordan J. Baum, who actually played Charles the Broccoli. It's, pretty nuts.
Yeah.
That will be the one with the content advisory.
Yes.
What was your experience working with actors in a radio environment? Did you give Jordan mostly direction at all, was what I was thinking?
Because
he had, like, a really great kind of natural melancholy about
it. I know. It was actually more melancholy than I had envisioned.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't really write things that are melancholy. Usually they're very jaunty. And, like, I figured this broccoli thing, like, I sent it to my mom a while ago, and she was like, it could be a children's book.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah, and so, like, the vibe of children's books is sort of what I go with, or, like, cartoons. Uh-huh. But I sort of liked the melancholy nature that he brought to it, and so I sort of just said, interpret this how you will, and then he did, and I said, oh, actually, I didn't think of it that way, but that it sort of adds a weight to this play that is sort of silly that was sort of refreshing. So I just said, great.
That's cool. So that's a nice segue into, can you tell us about some of your other work going on right now or in the past?
Well, the next couple weeks, I'm performing a lot at, like at parties. Like, I'm playing a character that just, like, runs around at a party.
Oh, really?
Like, next week, I'm doing this, like, Florida-themed birthday party, and I'm playing, like, a reporter who's constantly reporting on the Florida man.
What is Florida? I know what Florida Man is, but
yeah, well, it's
do you
want to
summarize,
like,
what Florida Man is?
Yeah, I mean, Florida Man is this sort of trope in the news of someone in Florida doing crazy things that the headline is always like, Florida Man jumps into alligator pool, like, Florida Man, like, tries to fly from, like, and tries to jump off of, like, the McDonald's drive-through window. Uh-huh. So it's just sort of become something that is largely based in reality, but a lot of it sort of has spiraled. People have taken this notion of Florida Man and just sort of ran with it in an absurd way.
So what are you doing at the what are you doing at the Florida themed party?
I'm like playing like a reporter who's like obsessed with Florida Man, and so I'm just gonna be sort of saying, that's like all I'll say is like Florida Man headlines, and maybe like I'll start trying to talk to people, but then just be like, and Florida Man.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Still working it out, but
where's that, where and when is that?
It's at the Paper Box on March 4th.
Cool.
Yes. And then the week after, I'm doing like this wedding themed like art party, and I'm like playing this person who thinks like the frets on her ukulele are wedding rings, and so she's like super married to this ukulele, and like even if the ukulele wants to stop being married, he can't because he can't take the frets off. And so I need to write a song about it, but I'm going to be doing that in the next couple of days.
That's so heartwarming.
Yeah, or it's like maybe creepy.
But or like both. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out the dramaturgy behind it.
I sort of think it's in the way that Broccoli Play was heartwarming and creepy. Like on one
hand,
on one hand, very heartwarming. Like he's yellow. He doesn't mind being yellow. On the other hand, there's some talking broccoli in your fridge, and that's a little creepy.
That's true.
Do you want to talk about your ongoing work at all?
Oh, you mean Am I Right, Ladies?
Yeah.
Yes. So I produce this recurring variety show. It's now every 3 months, called Am I Right, Ladies? WRITE. And it's really just a showcase for women artists to show new and developing work of all disciplines. So we welcome visual art, plays, burlesque, poetry, etc. Pretty much anything you can think of. And lately we've been doing themes. The last theme was love and blood. And the next show will be in May, and the theme is After Dark, which interpret as you want.
Yeah. Last Am I Right, Ladies, I saw a woman crush an apple with her bicep, like in her elbow pit.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was insane.
Yes. And you can go to facebook.com/AmIRightLadies for more information about upcoming things, if you so desire.
Cool. Another whack. I feel like you're always up to wacky stuff.
Is that true.
The summary of your
most
wacky misadventures?
Yeah. I mean, tonight I'm doing this, like, durational performance with Stephanie Gadalia at this thing that, like, you're trying to see how boring you can be.
Is it so durational that it will still be going on when this episode is released?
Maybe.
Probably, maybe.
I think we're doing 2 hours, but
that's, yeah. We'll not get this episode out 2 hours
no.
from now.
But that's okay. I feel like my energy would run out after that, and I would just want to be a person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet. What else? Anything else you want to throw in there?
Someone asked me if this play was a metaphor for racism, and I said no. It's not a metaphor.
I don't like to curb anybody's interpretation. I think it could totally.
Well, no, you can see it as that, obviously.
I could see the Jezebel think piece.
Of course, it's very clear and it'd be very easy to write.
Yeah.
But the point, what I mean is that I did not go into this creative venture with that notion in mind. I just said, I'm going to write about broccoli. And if people want to see what they want in it, then feel free. I'm not going to stop anyone.
There you go. But you could read Greenstalks 1 and 2 as Donald Trump and Marco Rubio, respectively. If you did, I'm just not saying.
You know, you could.
You could.
You could.
And on that note, on that topical note.
Ooh, I got an email from Elizabeth Warren today that said the subject line was, excuse me?
I get some weird things from Bernie Sanders sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Generally presidential candidates get way too familiar.
Yeah, they're really trying to connect with the individual, but sometimes it's like, okay. And also Uber sent me an email yesterday with the subject line, where is everybody going?
I saw that email.
I think they meant it in like a friendly question.
No, yeah, like you go, oh,
where are you going?
Where are you
Uber
going?
Can take you there, but it seemed like it was a cry for help.
I was imagining like one Uber car sitting in the middle of an emptying parking lot, just being like, where is everybody going?
I know.
Maybe next Soundbites will be
Ooh,
the story of the
Uber
lonely
play.
Uber car.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Cassidy Dawn Graves, thank you so much for doing this interview on this podcast that you host.
Amazing. It's, you know, I'm always up about the multitasking.
Soundbites is produced by me, Dan Ryder.
And me, Cassidy Dawn Graves.
Dan Ryder, who is also me, did the sound design.
Recipes by Holly Christina Goldstein.
Season 1 of Soundbites was recorded at Downtown Art in Manhattan. You can subscribe to the podcast at soundcloud.com/soundbitespodcast. Or for recipes and news on upcoming live events, check out soundbitespodcast.tumblr.com.
Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/soundbitespodcast. Soundbites. Yum, yum. Yum.
Damn it. I'm so sad we got stuck with that slogan.